Perek Dalad in Mesechet Shabbos, Mishnayis is learned to the Nishmas of the Relkin Basar Kner Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achron Shel Pesach, Hayalofim Tovshin Ayin. The Mishnayis is learned to the Nishmas of the Toshnas HaAvelus. Mishnah Aleph Perek Dalad, Bameh Toimnim, Bameh Ein Toimnim. When one takes down a pot from the fire on Friday before Shabbos and wishes to hide the food, that it should remain warm for the night time. So the Mishnah is asking, in which items is one permitted to hide the pot? Because those items do not add heat. And in which items you're not permitted to hide it because they do give heat? In toimnim, you cannot hide them, lo begefes, not in olives, or seeds or poppy seeds that you have taken out the oil from them, v'loy bezevel, and not with dirt, with garbage, v'loy bemelach, and not with salt, v'loy beseed, not with the seed, v'loy bechoil, and not with sand, ben lachim ben yevashim, whether it's moist or dry, loy beteven, not with straw, v'loy bezagin, and not with peels of grapes, v'loy bemuchin, and not in old clothing, v'loy basamim, sabim, and not with grass. Man shein lachim, when they're moist. So that this teven, zagin, and muchim, and asabim are only prohibited to hide them if they are moist by nature. But you are, when they're naturally dry, you can hide them, even if they gotten wet. Nevertheless, you can still use them. Toimnim b'ksusu b'peides, you can hide in garments and in fruits, in the wings of doves, and in the leftover when the saws, the sawdusts from the boards, and the when the carpenter cuts down the sawdust, and in the thin sticks that falls out of the flax when you comb it. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser B'daka, Rabbi Yehuda says that in the small sticks you're not allowed to hide, Umati V'gasa, but in the thick sticks you are permitted to hide. Says the Bartanura, Bameh Toimnim. Says the Bartanura, Habol is Salik Kideira, one who comes to remove a pot, Me'al Gabi Kira, from on top of the Kira bed of Shabbos on Friday before Shabbos, or the Toimna, and to hide it b'davar achar in something else. Ba'amru chachomim, the sages tell us, in toimim b'davar ha'maisiv hevel, but you're not permitted to hide it in an item which adds heat. Ela b'davar ha'maimid hevel, only in an item which preserves the heat. Eiza u'davar ha'maisiv v'asur, so which are the items that are adding, and that would be prohibited, so the Mishnah enumerates them. Lo b'gefes, not with gefes, that p'seilu shel zeisim, leftover of the olive, the sumsumim, and the poppy seeds show konus yachad chamoid, when it's collected together, it's very hot. And that's lachim yesh bo hevel harba yesim rivashim. If they're dry, there is more heat than when they're dried out. Zagim, that is klipe ha'anovim, that's the peel of the grapes. Charzanim, the charzanim, those are the Garini Hanovim, those are the pits of the grapes. And Muchin, what is Lebe Muchin? Muchin, he says, called Dover Rach, any soft item, Kori Muchin, is called Muchin. Kigoin, like for example, Tzemer Geffen, cotton wool, Vitalishi Tzemer, Rach Shel Behema, and when you take off a some wool, soft wool, that has been detached of the animal. Ugridas begodim, and the scraping of the garments, bluyim, that were worn out. So those are all called muchim. So, bizmanshein lachim, at the time that they're moist. Akulukoi, this goes on all the above. Ateven on the straw, and the vizogin, and on the peels of the grapes, and the muchin, and the soft stuff, the asabim, and the grass. So they all only when they're lachin. But lachin she'amru, here that we say that only when they're moist, is we're talking about lachmin machmas atzman, that they are moist because of themselves. But loy lachin machmas mashkin shenof laleim, not that they're moist because they have other liquids fall on them, lacha she'yovesh after it's dried out. So it's not what they're moist now, but it's their natural state of moisture that would make them awesome. Umuchin lachin machmas atzman. So what does it mean by muchin, that it's moist by itself? Because we said before that we're talking about garments, other things. So what would mean that it should be lachin by itself, it would be asur, is mashkachas lo, you can find it, keep going, for example, betzemer ha-somuch la'alya, if it's the wool of the animal which is close to its tail, or betzemer shebein yereches ha-behema, or the wool that is in between the legs, the side of the behema, because she sweats over there, so that's naturally moist. So when it's naturally moist, then it's prohibited. What is the nesoides? Nesoides is psoilus, that's what's left over, sheminasin and negorim in aitz, that the carpenters remove from the tree, kshemagarin is bimagrer, when they scrape it with the magera. So that's also that would be okay. Also in the oiris, that's dak, that's very thin. Kshemnarim in a pishtan, kshemnapsin oisa, that when you shake it out, these small pieces from the flax, when you comb it out. Rabbi Yehuda oiser bedaka, he prohibits by the thin. Ben oiris shel pishtan daka, these what comes out, these small pieces the wood that come out from the pishton, the very small thin ones, he prohibits. Avo benesoides moida, but as far as the sawdust, he agrees. The shori, that would be permitted. Ben daka ben gasa, whether it's thick or it's thin. But the ein aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda, the aloche is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And you are permitted in all cases with the Eidoshel Pishto. Umash also lahat me made yoim, bedover a mace of hevel, and this that they prohibited to hide from the daytime with an item that adds heat. Gizeh Shema yatmin beremetz, that is, he might hide it in coals. V'yavalachter b'chol mishesh techshach, and he's going to come to dig in the coals after nighttime, after it's dark, and it'll be violating the Shabbos. V'asru lahat min b'Shabbos v'dover she'enem eisiv hel. And they prohibited to hide in Shabbos on Shabbos itself. Because here we're saying on Erev Shabbos also it has to be enem eisiv hel, not by eisiv hel. But on Shabbos itself, even enem eisiv hel is not allowed. V'dover she'enem eisiv hel. V'afa pi she'enem evashel, even though it doesn't cook, because it doesn't add heat. Gizeira, because we're afraid, Shem or Yim Tzok Kedei Rosoi, Shem Nitztanenu. He might find that his pot cooled down. V'yar Tichenu, B'Shabbe Oir, B'Shabbes. And he's going to boil it up on the fire on Shabbos. So if you start hiding it on Shabbos, and then he finds out that it's not warm enough, then he's going to might put it on Shabbos. But ubein hashmoshes, but before Shabbos, mutalat dover shenim esiv hevel, then you are permitted. Kidamrim b'seir perik b'memadlikin, like we say at the end of the chapter b'memadlikin, the lek olim egzav, that there isn't to worry. Shem oyim tzokederos shenitztaneno, that he might find his pot that has cooled down. V'yartichenu, and he's going to boil it. The stam kederis ben hashmoshes reischelchem, because the general pots on ben hashmoshes are boiling, and therefore we don't worry about it, that he's going to put it on the fire. Mashenkin, if he puts it on Shabbos, we worry about it. But Rambam Pirush, and the Rambam explained Bizdam, and the Bartanur continues, Rambam Pirush Bizdam Kideris Ben Ashmoshes Reish Chisein. He interprets the meaning of Zdam Kideris Ben Ashmoshes are boiling. Pirush she'ein hadas sivlosei, an interpretation that the mind does not stand it. You know, it doesn't make sense. Mipnei shibus hanuschois v'girsois mu'pochis, because of the mistakes in the different versions and that are opposite that are found in shenimtzu b'gemara shulfanov, that were found in the gemaras that were before him b'perik b'memadlikim, in the perik chapter b'memadlikim. Shuo yegoides, for in his version it said mipnei ma omru ein toimnim b'davar she'einem oisav hevel. Why did they say that you should not hide in something which is not Moisiv Hevel, Meshech HaShecha? So the Ein Taimnim in Moisiv Hevel is Meshech HaShecha, Gzeir Hashem Yad Mberemes. Umibne Ma Omre Ein Taimnim Bedover HaMoisiv Hevel Mibay Yoim, Gzeir Hashem Yartiach. That's his Gersha, but the Ein HaGersha is Cain. Elam ibnei ma omru ein toimnim bedover she'einu moisiv hevel meshech ha-sheicho gzeire shemar yarsiach ve'ein toimnim bedover hezbel b'esyoim gzeire shemar yatmim b'remetz. So according to our girsa, the pshat is the way the Bartanura said. Mishneh Beis, toimnim b'shalchin, you can hide in the leather of the animal, metalden oisom, and you can carry them from one place to another place on Shabbos, begizit semer, in cut pieces of wool, you can also hide in that, ve'metaltlen oisom, but you cannot carry them from one place to another. Ketzad hu oisom, so how does he do this? So if he has hid the pot in wool that was cut, how should he take it out on Shabbos? Because he's not permitted to move the wool. Noitles hakisui, he should remove the cover from the pot, the noitles. So then the wool will fall by itself. Rav Lezmi Yaakov says, kufa, that if the pot is standing in a basket, and in the basket around the pot is the wool, matal tzidim noitles. So he moves the basket on the side, so he can take out the pot. Shema yitel, because if he's not going to bend it, and he'll just take out the pot, so then the wool is going to fall into the place where the pot was before. Ben yochel achzer, so he won't be able to put pot back in. But the chachamim say that he doesn't have to bend the pot, but noitel, he takes the pot, and if the wool didn't fall in, umachzer, so he brings the pot back, puts the pot back in. Loichi soomim b'yoyim, if he did not cover the pot from the day, 10th of Friday, while it was still day, loichasenim b'shetechshach, he shouldn't cover it when it became dark. Kisohu, if he covered it before Shabbos in his gala, and it opened up, it revealed itself on Shabbos, mutlachasoysoy, then you can cover up again on Shabbos. Memale es hakitin, he can fill the pitcher of water, and he puts it, the pitcher on Shabbos, under a pillow or under a blanket. Says the Bartanura, you hide it in shalchin, toimni v'shalchin. Shalchin is oidus. Those are skins. Targum v'hivshit. The translation of the word vihivshi, that he skinned, is vayishlach. So shalchin is the skin of the animal. So you can hide in that, umitalten oisom, bein she tamen behem, bein she lei tamen behem, whether he hid them or not. The chazu de mizge aleihem, kleimar, means lishoyen aleihem, to lean on them. They're fit to lean over them. Ve'ein metaltlin oisom. What about the wool? It's a piece of wool. Ein metaltlin oisom. Wool is mukta. The mukta is hain. L'tavis ulerik. They are designated to weave and to comb and to spin. The afal pish utaman b'hem l'fishah. Even though he hides them temporarily, if kiran l'gamri, he did not totally give up hope from using them for that. Kishal l'yagdum l'atmona. When he did not, if he didn't designate it to use them as hiding for covering, but if he did designate for that, then he can move it. Ketzad yaseh, How should he do that? He hidden them. How should he take his pot? Since we are saying that it is prohibited for him to move, since it's prohibited to move, so it's totally hidden in it. So he says, Noitel, he takes the kisu shel kideira, he takes the cover of the pot, sheyesh toiras kli alav, that it has the definition of a vessel on it, v'afal pi shein olav, and even though they are on top of him, they're on him, le'ichpat lav, doesn't bother us, we don't care. Le'nase basis lahem, because it's not, hasn't been made a basis for them, it hasn't become a base for that. Shein also the kasek deira, because it's not made but to cover the pot. Therefore, it's not, it doesn't make it all mukse. Rabbi Elazar Eimer, koifa mita, koifa mata al tzida. When he comes, that the kupa, the basket, mata is a kupa al tzida, he tilts the basket on its side. Because he might take the pot, and then these pieces of wool that are on both sides will fall to the guma into the hole where the gedera sits. And he'll need to go back and put it in there. Hide again. He won't be able to move the strips from here and here. But last is guma to make the hole to put the pot in. To bring it back in. Take the pot. If loy naflu hagazin shemakan makan, and if the pieces did not fall from both sides, then his kalkula guma and the hole did not ruin, machzir hagadeir l'mkoyma. He brings the pot back to its place. Loy estrim le little, we're not going to prohibit the hagadeir lechatchila to remove the pot. Gzeir shemat his kalkula guma that it might ruin. Omar umaydim chachamim, they chum admit shem his kalkula guma. If it did ruin, shlo yachzir, he can't bring back because he's not allowed to move the wall. V'alocha kichachom. V'alocha remains like the chasom. Lo yichasenu, if he didn't cover it for Shabbos, lo yichasenu mishetachshach. Sh'oz lahat mishabbos, it's prohibited to hide in Shabbos. Bein bidover ha-meisiv hevel, bein bidover she'em meisiv hevel. V'derech hatmona, in a way of hatmona, he's not allowed to do. V'neisin, Mishabbos, but a person can fill up a pitcher and put it underneath a pillow or a blanket. Mishabbos tachas akar shemesim b'rash Yosef that he puts underneath his head. Afa pishamoli muchin aneitza, even though that the pillow is filled with the muchin or feathers. Shein derech atmona bekach, because that's not the way to hide, and therefore we're not gezer, and that's okay. Keses, that's a pillow. That's a blanket. Godel mekar, that's larger than akar. This completes the fourth chapter of Mishnayos Masechta Shabbos.